So let us pray. God, you provide more than enough. From Genesis 1, we see of your telling of abundance across the earth. So as we settle here together today, may we rest in the abundance of your love. May we be held by your loving spirit and open to the ways that your spirit would like to move through us and around us this day. Amen. So according to the USDA's estimates in 2023, 44 million people in the United States suffered from food insecurity. This was up from 34 million, which was just a few years prior. And later this month, we will get the latest estimate on the prevalence of hunger in the United States, because this current administration has defunded the survey, making it impossible for us to know how hungry people may be. As Eric Mitchell, the president of the Alliance to End Hunger, said, by canceling the survey, USDA is sending a signal that tracking and battling hunger is no longer a priority. This is further exemplified by the cuts that we see for food programs. And so while we have leadership in this country saying that battling hunger is not a priority, we see that God declares battling hunger as a priority. Since last week's text, God performed several signs and miracles to try to convince the king on behalf of the Israelites that they should go. We're used to like the songs, Let My People Go, The Good Old Prince of Egypt, all of the different movies and films talking about the great Exodus journey. The people of Israel, along with the others from Egypt, were freed from Egypt by passing through the parted Sea of Reeds, as it is parted by God. And then we find ourselves this week, 45 days later, of wandering in the wilderness. And the people have grown tired of eating what they had brought themselves, and then also just tired in general. And they may be feeling like they're stretching the livestock that they brought with them a little too thin and want to make sure that there's enough for later too. What we see here is that their food crisis has become a faith crisis. So they cry out to Moses, who takes their worries to God, and God provides quail one evening and then bread from heaven every morning until they leave the wilderness at the end of Exodus for almost 40 years. So to keep things short, I'll just try to make 2 points because we have communion this week, so don't want to keep us here forever. First, God provides when the people are hungry and in need. God sustains the people as they continue to wander the wilderness for 40 years. It's not really what they expected it to look like, but it was able to provide the essential sustenance each day as they wander with God. And just a little bit further in our reading, in this, we weren't going to have Paula read all of the story because that would take forever, but a little bit later we find out that God provides enough on the sixth day for everyone to collect double, so that they can rest on the seventh. Interestingly, this command to take double on the sixth day comes before the command to keep a Sabbath day holy when Moses goes up to Mount Sinai. So even before commanding them to do everything, God is providing for them so that they can find rest. Second, we find that God provides enough for everyone to take what they need and be fed. But immediately after, where the editors of the narrative lectionary, they go only the first 18 verses. 19 and 20 have a slight plot twist. 18 is like, and everyone that took had enough. In verse 19 through 20, Moses said to them, "Don't keep any of it until morning." But they didn't listen to Moses. Some kept part of it until morning, but it became infested with worms and stank. Moses got angry with them. We see that the scarcity mindset and of being enslaved was stuck in their bodies, in their way of being for some of them. The always wondering, when will the next meal arrive, was just embedded in how they were navigating the world. So God is inviting them by destroying the leftovers to let go of the scarcity mindset and live with the knowledge of God's abundance. This is why our United Methodist social principles guide us to take actions to ensure that all people have access to food. Because there is enough to go around. We just have to make sure we can get it to everyone. What I found in my research this week is that the Center for Developmental Research estimates that $90 billion a year for the next 6 years would make it so that 700 million people would be lifted out of hunger globally. $90 billion sounds like a lot of money. I cannot fathom just $1 billion, because in order to contextualize just $1 billion, if someone makes $100,000 a year, they would have to work for 10,000 years to get to $1 billion. Right? Quite unfathomable. Connor, what's up? I have no idea. Connor is saying that if we stack, you said $100 bills or dollar bills? $1 bills. And made a line of $1 bills that are stacked thinly, it would wrap around the earth three times if it were $1 billion. I don't know. Someone can look.
There have been studies like that. It's the biggest skyscraper you've ever seen. You can't even see the end of it.
You can't even see the end of it if we were to stack this money together, which this unfathomable amount of money. And yet, $90 billion is less than what the U.S. healthcare system alone spends on taking care of people because of hunger-related illnesses a year. Currently, our healthcare system spends $130 billion a year because of the fact that people don't have access to food. But $90 billion would make it so the entire world could have food. So our country alone could save money by solving world hunger at the same time, but we choose not to. Instead, we have over 400 people that are worth billions of dollars each in this nation. Herbert McCabe, a Catholic theologian and priest, once said, "Famine is not a shortage of food. It is a shortage of justice." And we see from this text that God provides enough for everyone. We know that also from Genesis 1, that God creates an abundance across this earth. We also see that God penalizes the hoarding of food, especially when it could be at the expense of others. So as we continue to work together to ensure that all in our region have access to food through networks like ACTC or the CAN, which stands for the Community Assistance Network, or even just our small initiative with Backpack Buddies. God is with us. As we advocate to break down the unjust barriers that allow the hoarding of wealth and food when millions are experiencing hunger, God is with us. Because our God shows up in the wilderness and works through others to provide enough to make sure that everyone may flourish. I was reminded yesterday that Bell Hooks talks about how love is an action and also a willful choice to embody a different way of being. So every time we encounter the biblical text, we encounter a God that desperately wants to love all of the world and wants to help us figure out how to do it. And even with abundantly large problems, God's abundance is so much bigger. And God's presence is there with us, guiding us through all of this. And so, let us pray. God of abundance, in all of the times when we felt like we weren't good enough to have enough, you speak against that. May we notice the people that are coming to us with fragments of your abundance. And in the same way, may you continue to guide us with all of the abundance that we have been given in our lives so that we can continue to bless others. We know that you call us to give out of joy, to be with one another, to bear one another's burdens. Because true acts of liberating love come through community. So guide us to be your people, so that we may love boldly, serve joyfully, and lead courageously. Amen.